T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Can he really dislike the organization so much that he's going to leave a team that's made it to the NFC Championship game twice in 2 years, you know, retire to go host Jeopardy and repay the Packers $30 million? I just don't buy that. I just don't think he hates them quite that much. Maybe he does. He knows at the end of the day, it's him and it's his choice. And he's made a lot of money and has every right to want to play where he wants to play.
That is Bill Barnwell from ESPN talking Aaron Rodgers, the story that has not gone away. And I don't know. I don't know if I say it took a little twist. Mark Murphy, the CEO, was at some kind of meeting or talking to people over the weekend. I don't know. There's something about, he said, Rodgers is a complicated fella. And, of course, that created 3 days of Rodgers stories. Mark Daniels is standing by WNFL Radio. Yes, it's WNFL Radio in Green Bay. And he's with us on the Wester Hotline. Mark, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Cool call letters. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm great. How are you guys?
Good, good. What are Packers fans thinking? Are they tired of this? Are they looking for every story that comes out? Are they upset? What are they dealing with in Green Bay in terms of emotions right now?
I think they're really upset about this whole thing, that it's come to this. It was 15 years ago we went through this in a sort of a different way with Brett Favre, and now here we are. They believe, in a lot of ways, history kind of repeating itself with a, iconic quarterback that is going to most likely have his Packer career end in an unsavory way or unsatisfactory way, at least to the minds of Packer fans. So been there, done that, but they really hate to see it happening again. I think that's just the general feeling. And I would guess most fans are really on the side of management on this. I'd say it's slight, but I would think they're siding with management. I think they're believing that Aaron Rodgers is a bit petulant for their taste right now.
Is there a common denominator between last time and this time, other than the threat of the new young quarterback kind of coming in and taking your job? And if so, is there a common denominator for wanting to make that kind of move?
Yeah, the Packers with Favre, it was a little different. For 3 years, perhaps, he was hinting about, I don't know if I'm coming back. And he wouldn't come around for any of the off-season work. He'd show up in the summer, and away they'd go. And they were fine with that. But then after the 2007 season, NFC Championship game loss, boy, talk about familiar territory, Favre finally decides to call it a career. And an emotional farewell at Lambeau Field in March of that year. And at that point, the Packers said, all right, Brett, thanks for everything. It's been fantastic. We're going on with Aaron Rodgers. Favre, of course, had the change of heart, came back, wanted to come out of retirement, and the Packers were forced to deal him to the Jets because they'd already committed to Rodgers, much to Brett's chagrin. And when he returned that summer, it was like the second coming. Packer fans were just crazy. They booed Rodgers at practice. It was a family night, but it was a mess. And now here we are 15 years later, and it's a little different. Yes, they drafted a quarterback when they really didn't need one. Had a Hall of Famer going great. They still took Rodgers when he fell to him in 2005. Last year, they traded up to get Jordan Love to kind of protect themselves. Rodgers had been coming off a couple of seasons with cracked collarbones, bum ankles, a couple of iffy years. The McCarthy marriage ended badly. So they wanted to make sure they'd have something just in case. So they went and got Love. And that rankled Rodgers, not so much the pick itself, but the fact that they did not let him know this was coming. And I would give Rodgers that. They probably should have, and I think the Packers have admitted that they didn't handle it very well. But no one in the organization realizes that Love is ready to play football just yet. He is a year or two away at least. And even Rodgers had said itself a year ago or so, as long as I'm around, no one's going to beat me out. And yet he seems to be thinking that Love's future is much more now than down the road, and that's not the case. But there's been a lot of things going on with the front office and personnel moves, letting Jordy Nelson go, believing that Charles Woodson was washed up when he had a couple of decent years, but nothing spectacular with his farewell with the Raiders on his second tour there, and a couple of other guys as well that Rodgers feels would have helped this Packer team, but they moved on and went in other directions. Yet, with all of that being said, this team has been extremely competitive, obviously, you know, as you mentioned, in the NFC Championship game, 2 years running, perennial playoff team. As long as Rodgers is around, he means that much to the team. But because he means that much and he knows it, I don't think Aaron believes the Packers are giving him enough due or enough appreciation for what he's done for this organization. And it's led to the rift that seems cataclysmic right now.
Mark, refresh my memory. At any point, has Aaron Rodgers said, or his agent, or that, has a message gone to Green Bay that he will never play for the Packers again?
Aaron Rodgers has never said that. It has come through secondary sources, either agents of, friends of. Mm-hmm. Somebody told Adam Schefter about it, and he said through collective reporting, it just happened to come together the night of the draft. And that's when, you know, the hydrogen bomb went off, and it's been, you know, collateral damage ever since.
He doesn't show up for mandatory minicamp, but that's no big I don't think that's a big deal. Does that affect?
He doesn't need to practice now. Are you kidding?
Right. I guess I'm getting to, if they actually did trade Aaron Rodgers, do they think he's showing up at training camp? If he doesn't, at that point, do they do the trigger? Do they wait and see? Would he actually sit out the regular season? Then they trade him. What do the Packers do? How do they call the bluff, I guess? Or what do they react to it with?
They've tried to do everything they can to appease him, probably promise him more, you know, of at least an ear, if not a say, in some moves. They've already offered him a restructured contract that would have put him in the Mahomes neighborhood, you know, guarantee some money over the remaining 3 years of his contract. He's got 21, 22, and 23 left on his deal. They don't need him in town. They love him, but they don't need him around. And they probably don't need him around for the first couple of weeks of camp. And if this thing stretches to late August and we get close to the regular season, the Packers are going to have to make a decision. All right, look, Aaron, are you coming or you're not? If he's not, we got to get Love, or, heaven forbid, Blake Bortles ready to go. We just can't wait around anymore. Rodgers could sit into the regular season and force the Packers' hand, watch them perhaps struggle, you know, out of the gate, and then come back and be the savior for one more go-round. Or he could just squander this entire year, give up the, you know, 20-odd million he's due in his contract, not to mention the half million he's already let go by the boards for not coming to the offseason. Packers would probably want to get, you know, that roster bonus back of $6 million, and it would really get messy then. If they trade him anytime between now and, you know, September, October, they're going to probably be spared about $14 million to the cap. But therein lies another problem. Green Bay is so cap-strapped right now. The expected ceiling next year is $208 million. These guys are already $31 million over. They've restructured all kinds of deals just to get under the cap this year to get Aaron Jones back in the fold. And, you know, they signed Bakhtiari, could not afford Corey Linsley, the all-pro center. Restructured deals for Zadarius Smith and Preston Smith. And there is no money left. And they are going to be tight because they got Davante Adams coming due. He's probably one of the top receivers in the game. Jair Alexander is a all-pro corner that will be coming due. They're really going to be financially strapped. And so even just a little wiggle room by unloading Rodgers and getting some cap relief isn't going to be enough. They're going to be in tough shape financially for the next couple of years until the TV contract, that ridiculous billions and billions that are going to be pouring in, start arriving in 2023. So it is a really dicey time for the organization.
Mark, last thing I want to ask you. When Jeremy and I were talking about this recently, he brought up this, and I think it's an interesting question. Is it any different if there's an owner? There's no owner in Green Bay. There's no one individual that maybe could soothe hard feelings, bring everybody together, heart to heart with Aaron Rodgers. Does that make any difference here? Would it make any difference?
No, I mean, they don't have a de facto owner, but they have a president who was, you know, elected and hired by the board of directors and the shareholders and all of that. And it's Mark Murphy. And quite honestly, he has got to become a bit more forceful in this some way or somehow and smooth this thing over and find a way. And Murphy last week said the less said publicly, the better. 2 days later, you know, he, you know, requotes Ted Thompson's line about Rodgers saying he's a complicated fella and everybody's going crazy again. He's just got to shut up, find a way to get this thing resolved. If they can't, well, then let's just make the deal, move on. Aaron, it's been great. It's been, you know, 13 years, fantastic run. If he is that adamant about getting out of here, then they should let him get out of here and press on with whoever is their quarterback, if it's Love this year or not, and let's just move on with this thing.
Mark, thanks. Not a problem finding things to talk about on Green Bay Radio these days. Thanks for coming on with us.
No, that's for sure. All right, see you guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.